Yeah, welcome to the final plenum with all of you together. Well, we had 4 days of conference. I, for one, think, well, it's good that it's over. It's also good that it happened. This round is mainly for getting direct feedback from you. How did you the conference find? What have been the good aspects of it? What could have been better, so we can do better in a maybe next conference? Well, I think we just pass around the microphone, and everybody can say something, maybe in English, so everybody can follow it. If not, German is okay also, of course. Any better idea? No. Okay, so I think we should just start.
Who wants to start?
I want to say something organizatoric. We have to pay €2 per person and per night in VUK. Please don't forget it. And what I also want to ask you, if somebody has to stay...
Please don't forget it, to give it to Nicolas at the front desk.
If somebody has to stay longer than until today, maybe you can tell me, and because I heard of some people who travel tomorrow and they need something to, some place to stay. And when I have the micro now, I want to excuse me for causing troubles. And Herbert and Stefan.
Okay, well, while we are at organizational things, then
Thank you. I
just took in quickly. It would be nice if you didn't donate something already, if you could consider doing this. I hope the box for the donations is still available at the conference bureau. We thought about, well, about €10. If you can afford that, that would be great. And also, yeah, well, the feedback forms, I think most of us now have a feedback form. Please fill it out and give it back to us so we can improve the conference. And okay, so...
First thing I want to say is it would be useful if there were some English feedback forms.
Yeah. Next time.
I have a translation of the feedback form to English, and you can circle it around if you need it.
Yeah, excellent service. Thank you very much. Just a further thought. It's just really great to actually meet people who share interests and share these sort of interests, and not just thinking about it and talking about it, but actually doing work and doing real projects. It's been really brilliant to meet people like that. Much appreciated for the opportunity. Thank you very much.
Just pass the microphone around so everybody gets the chance to say something.
Yeah, I would say it's inspiring to be in a community where everyone has the open source thoughts. I look forward to continuing a lot of the work that started with a lot of people. I hope that goes farther.
Yes, I have to say I'm full with impressions and just can say so much, but it was very good input for me, and I liked it very much. Thank you.
Okay, and thank you for inviting me from all the way from Greenland, and I hope that I will be able to repay you in some way or the other, perhaps by printing a national paper in the national paper, and somebody will know what the free software and Eukonos is about. And I think maybe if other has the chance to do so, please, it could be an opportunity for you.
Yeah, just to echo the previous people that, you know, lots of brain food, and it's been quite inspiring just getting broad viewpoints. The one thing I did want to ask about was just whether the conference investigated this word creativity in a broad enough way. Maybe that's something that people can discuss. But well, maybe I'm guilty of not engaging enough, but I guess there was some indie media stuff going on. My background is visual arts, so I guess maybe I was thinking I would find more people from that direction here. It seems to be more of a political, social, economic. I guess my viewpoint is that, you know, there should be some way that art, science, technology are coming together now. And so that's what I'm personally searching for. But it's been great to be involved.
I heard about Ökonux the first time 5 or 6 days ago. A friend told me. And it was very, very interesting being here and joining 3 or 4 workshops. It was very interesting for me. Thank you.
So I don't want to miss, but I appreciate such movements, but I want to critic that here some sense like sort of order, we love each other too much. This problem that is always existing political movements, I have seen it here very strongly too, maybe too strong in some sense and too much less critical against the inner problems. There's too much rhetoric in from my view of point, and too much departition. What is rhetoric and what is really necessary to talk about, what we're really talking about, and maybe we should be thought about, because in political movements, this was a recent history that many movements have failed. They have caught in their own propaganda. And I really see this David dangerous here. Although I appreciate this such movements like Ökonux and GNU very much. But I was surprised to find it very strong, because this is more or less an internal conference. They don't have a need to be so much rhetoric. So.
For me, it was a really interesting conference. I didn't know a lot of Ökonux, only a little bit from Stefan Meritz. And I met a lot of interesting people in the conference bureau during the presentation. They sat in front of the desk. It was really interesting. And yesterday we had our own presentation, and I think there was a lot of feedback and questions and things I have to think about now.
Yeah, there's a lot to think about. It's the first time that I got in touch with open source. I didn't know much about it. And, well, it was very interesting, and I will bring a lot of... I will have a lot of information to process. Thank you for this invitation. I enjoyed it very much.
I also had a lot of new ideas, and will take some time to work on it.
Just positive one.
Well, it's good, isn't it?
Yes, thank you. It was very interesting for me. I have nothing else to say at this moment, but later on.
I won't agree that we are too much friendly and kindly to each other, maybe in our behavior, but not in the inhaltlich, not in the content. What I liked in this conference was the debate, the discussion, the controversies, the question why failed some projects were also there, and so I think it was really controversial, it was critical. There were more left-wing points, there were also some other points of view, and it was really pluralistic, it was controversial, and that that was the spirit from my point of view, that it was characteristic for Ökonomics in the whole, and for the conference in special.
So some months ago I fell alone with my views and my ideas, and it's very good that it worked to go here and find out that it's not only my impression, but only my way of thinking.
Ich wollte mich ganz herzlich für die Einladung bedanken, und ich fand es auch alles sehr spannend, und ich denke mal, dass ich auch eine ganze Reihe von Ideen für die konkrete Arbeit mitnehmen kann. Mal sehen, was dann so meinem politischen Zusammenhang, also wo ich jetzt ein bisschen arbeiten kann, daraus kommt. Und dann wird man, ich denke mal, da viele Ideen, die ich jetzt mitnehmen konnte, werden sich vielleicht nochmal in einem anderen Zusammenhang auch nochmal ein bisschen umsetzen müssen.
Thank you to the contributors and the participants for the interesting discussions. I will take back a lot of ideas. I have also some critics, but I'm not sure if it's now the point to...
Yes.
Okay, first, maybe more structured moderation, but there are, of course, other positions to this, but I would criticize that the discussions are often not very clearly, and not maybe I say it in German, say missed the rote Faden. And second, I criticize the marxiologische Begrifflichkeit, which is sometimes more diffuse than the umgangssprachliche. Okay, I think that's the end for the moment, maybe more.
I think that in general in history you can have two kind of periods. One, some periods you have the feeling that the population, people are happy because they think that their children will be better than them. It was the 50s after the war, for example. Now we are in exactly the contrary. The general feeling is very pessimistic. People have the impression that their children will be worse than themselves. And this conference is an exception. I had the feeling for 3 days, even if I didn't understand all, I am not a hacker, but it was clear, it was a real life, a real optimism, and that's great. And I think it's based on the fact that open source has a future, and that the enthusiasm you could find in different places, people from different countries, expressed really the fact that software has a future, and when we see the future and we see it in a positive way, life is much more strong, and that's the impression I have here. The second thing I wanted to say is there's people coming from very different places. I was astonished that there was nobody, for example, from France or from Italy and many other countries. And if I had to make a criticism, it wouldn't be the conference itself, but it's the lack of information about Ökonomics in English. I think it would be an effort has to be done in that sense, and maybe in the next conference there will be people from more countries than we had this time.
Very interesting discussion. Interesting discussions. Wonderful people. Thank you to the organizers. And about his critical points, I am someone which is coming from the political side. Therefore, I am a little bit guilty for this Marxian terminology spread around. And my opinion, perhaps it's this point of view. Perhaps it's the choice that I make, the seminars I went to. I think it was, for me, it was a little bit too theory-orientated and too technology-orientated. You know, to make it more clear what I mean, I would have appreciated it if there was some room, not only in these private talks afterwards and in the getting togethers, to speak collectively about our experiences in everyday life dealing with this kind of stuff we are discussing here, and how it is in our everyday life, how it is in our professional or the non-professional dealing with this theme, and to think about what's the condition we are in this term, and not have this heavy pressure to make all things very theoretical. You have to open a room for telling your experience, very important.
I will try it in English. I also heard from Ökonux in detail some days before the conference. A friend told me about the conference. She wanted to drive here, but she had no time, so she says that's something for you. Drive at Vienna and told me all about, so I got the money. Yes, and so it was some good brain fuck, and I want to return if the next conference is. Okay.
I liked it very much. One thing I became aware of, it was a bit of an insider's affair, and I thought that at least some of the talks we had might have a potential for a wider audience, and it might be productive to engage, to actively think before you organize a conference which groups might be worthwhile engaging or directly speaking to get them to come here. So maybe the thoughts for next time.
I said in German, because I'm not so good. Also ich fand es auch gut wieder, und das Einzige, was ich mir noch mehr gewünscht habe, das ist jetzt nur eine subjektive Wahrnehmung, das, was ich halt besucht habe, so, dass halt dass viele Vorträge da waren und ja, weniger so Gruppenprozesse, workshopsmäßig, und das hätte ich mir noch mehr gewünscht.
I think last night was really great, and I think we should have started like that. And this is, I mean this seriously, not, you know, not just to get pissed and all this, but just the atmosphere last night was really good, and it would have set it as, or would have made for a very different atmosphere throughout the conference, I think. And then I also somewhat want to agree to some points that were being made about maybe sort of the structure of the conference. I think that if we're here to dream of a different world, we have to be careful not to reproduce the same structures that have been that have set up the world. You know, the experts sitting, speaking in a microphone, and the people in lines in front of them nodding, going, "Yes, you're the expert. You're right." And also, I think the point about facilitation is very crucial. And maybe I've just missed it, but I don't think it has been mentioned at all. And I think it's very important for constructive discussion to have people who draw the different strands of thought together and so on.
Well, I'm lucky that the conference happened. It was a lot of work, but I have a very good feeling about this conference, and I'm very glad that it gave a lot to you. This is the biggest thing I can have, so thanks.
What I liked was that we really had some discussion that
were quite creative in really developing theory and insights together, which reminded me a little bit of at some points at the beginning of the list. I enjoyed this very much. What I would like maybe for the next time would be more workshops and things about women's projects and women's participation in free software and movements. It really does exist. Also about maybe the some very interesting projects of the use of free software for migrants organization and all that stuff. So to broaden it up a little bit, that would be very good, I think. And from the perspective of participant, I would like to tell you that it looked like if everything worked well. I know this is not your perspective, but whatever problems you had as the organizers, we didn't feel too much about. Thanks for that.
For me, a beautiful moment at the conference was when Franz organized the coffee. my friends and my children were making cakes, and I brought some coffee, but I could not I could not organize it. And yesterday, maybe you recognized, suddenly there was coffee. This was Franz, and he met my needs for cooperation, because it was a good example how to this theoretic concept of cooperation in praxis, and it still works.
I just took on the attitude of the benevolent dictator and just grabbed people out of the audience to help France. And I think that brings us to a very important problem here. We assumed that we would self-organize at this conference, and actually we have seen a lot of lucky circumstances and very little self-organization here. I'm grateful for the lucky circumstances. They always come when something is really good. But as a lesson learned from this conference, I would say you cannot assume that people help when they're so much taken by the content which is available here. And I mean, there was such a thrilling series of workshops and panels and content that nobody really cared about organization, so that is a big compliment for the content of the conference. So personally, I would like to say I'm happy. I'm not feeling lonely anymore here in Vienna with Ökonux. We probably have a chance to also have a local discourse here. Everybody knows I'm concerned about the local impacts of free software. And also, I'm very happy that we have bridged the gap between the free software thought and the notion that we have to create our life anew, that we have to create our living circumstances anew. And it was perfectly natural for everybody to start thinking about that. And that's the big achievement of that conference. And that was the hidden idea of the motto. To say there must be something coming out of it. And I hope very much, and that's also something which was discussed here, that we will be able to have this conference as a point of refreshment for the Ökonux dialogue, and it's going to be on several channels, and I hope it's going to be more interesting than ever before.
Right, yeah, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it. I would agree there is potential for reaching outside to other countries for more international support. One way could be to place it in connection with a social forum, something which would drag drag international attention. Well, that's my expectations.
I have to say something. There is an insider story. We were quarreling half a year ago if we should be part of the Austrian Social Forum or not. And there was a long and very hard discussion about that. So we will come back to that, and we will maybe at another time start this discussion again.
I'm only halfly aware of the discussions which has been, so I didn't intend to bring it. There could be other international opportunities which might not be so politicized as well. But just so that taking the opportunity when there come people from outside, from other areas, just trying to use that. That could be an
Well, I just became aware of this conference yesterday evening, like 2 hours ago. I think it's too early to make any meaningful comments.
All nice things are said, so I come to some problems I see. I'm not sure what the future of Ökonux will be. We have some decreasing discussions on the German list, and we have some crisis on the English list. And now I'm interested to see what happened after the conference. Normally we have a peak after conference about discussions, and then it decreases. And my question is, what will be the focus of Ökonux? Is Ökonux just like a network where different people from different point of views meet? Or will it have an own quality? This is an open question for me, but I think this is the point for the future of Ökonux. I'm not sure, but I think bringing German text into English could be one step into the direction of answering my question. We will see. Thank you.
Well, as one of those who is responsible for the setting and the local organization, I guess the first thing I should say is thank you for participating. You've been a very, very nice bunch of participants and an audience. And it's good to hear that the troubles, several mishappenings that were occurring behind the curtain weren't too obvious to most of you, at least. Then thank you for the audio guest book that you have just provided. Everyone more or less giving in the equivalent of thank you, it's been nice to be here, and I hope to see you again. We'll probably play it on the homepage of the department in order to get some additional funding for the next time. So it's not so bad to have a Christmas-like sequence of comments anyway. But there is something I'd like to say, though. There's some stuff I heard several times now that this has been food for thought, and one would have to need some time to think about it. And, of course, most of us are exhausted right now, so we need this sort of... time to come to terms with what has happened here, but it would be sad if this sort of post-processing would go on in your own private home. So if it's true that this has been important and stimulating, then the best way to really show it would be to give something back to the community that evoked stuff like this by some means that are, I guess, familiar to most of you, the Ökonux list or some wikis, the wikis that are common knowledge, I guess.
What I liked was the little transmission we talked about. There's a question so of Ökonux is how far can the principles of free software be a basis of a free society? And this was a little too short for me. And the little of Brötchenfrage, which came up, I liked very much. And I missed very much research on other transmission projects or self-unfolding in free material projects. How does that function and how far is this existent?
it's super exciting to see so much brain power at a single place for a few days. I mean, it's magnificent. Like I expected, and thank you all for that. I made new friends, new connections were forged. I learned a lot of new stuff, and many of the ideas that were explored during Konux will take quite some time to settle in my mind. I cannot have a full understanding of everything said, everything debated, but I can see the value. I mean, in that regard, Konux is unique in its perspective. And I heard some people saying that theory was the only thing assumed here, the only thing explored, while action, while tangible outcomes were not actually the outcome of this gathering. I don't see it this way. Like ancient Greek philosophers, theory can provide a good basis for action. And maybe if we look between the lines, read between the lines, we see some projects emerging because of Konux. And this is fascinating. However, I have a problem with Konux. There were no translations of German presentations, and it's very, very difficult for someone who's not a native German speaker to catch up. Since there is a limited amount of funding, I don't know how much, and it's not my domain, but it would have been twice as effective for Konux as a group, as a project, and as actual outcomes are concerned, to have professional or proper translator translating from English to German and from German to English, I mean, since those are the two main languages of the project. But except with that exception, everything else was absolutely riveting. And with starting with my host, Franz, and you know, everyone else, faces I had seen in the past, new people I met, you people are great. Really like being with you.
Yeah, for me it was very dense. And personally, I have always the feeling that there is not enough time. So there was time for discussions, but I would like that if there would be even more time for discussions and not so much time for the presentations. Because now I think it's great that all the presentations are online, and even the audio streams are online. So I can read it, and but if I'm physically there, I would like to have more time for workshops and the discussions.
I thought I should try and avoid the Christmas speech syndrome, so I just find the person I agreed with most of the speakers, so I just say Stefan Meretz. One other comment, self-organization. I did almost nothing you could describe as self-organization this time. I think I carried a crate of beer across the room, and that was the most that I did. I don't know if there is some way for the organizers who are doing most of the work and visibly doing most of the work to make it more obvious when there are things that need to be done or could be done by other people. I don't know if there's some way of building that in a bit more. I think part of the problem with that is that the people doing most of the organizational work did it so effectively, maybe by killing themselves in the process, that the need for self-organization by others became a little invisible this time, more so than other times, I felt.
Okay, to come again to the Christmas atmosphere, thank you all for this great conference. It was really astonishing what kind of projects were discussed here, and for a broad range for discussions, for people were here, and it was really, really great. Thank you.
Yeah, I also enjoyed this conference very much. A lot of contacts, new contacts to people, a lot of interesting discussions, and I think also a lot of motivation for local work, which will continue, of course, afterwards. I think I can promise that I will work out one of these audios, perhaps even two of these audios, to a text, and we'll resubmit this to Oconox. So I think that's also a very great idea to have these audios and to have some very important working material there. Coming to critiques, I think, yeah, presentations sometimes were too long and too few discussions, or not structured well, and more workshops and more rounds like this and not these lined tables. Then the dominance of the German. Of course, if you switch to English as the official language, you exclude German peoples, but with the present situation, you exclude many other people, and perhaps there could be a fourth Oconox conference in a non-German country, non-German-speaking country, I'm not sure. And I would also like to see more links to the globalization critique movement. So I would consider it a very good idea to have it joined to a social forum. Not knowing the discussion, I'm afraid, but and also more connection to local groups. I think that could be good as well. And then finally, I find that these both the Oconox organizers as well as the local organizers did a really great job, and without anyone being paid. And this is a real implementation of the Oconox principles themselves, I think. Of course, there can be many things improved, and I think in general it's really hard work to get people organized. So I found it very good how these helpers were introduced, but you need very detailed instructions. And for example, all these technical things here, or how to live at the WUK. So the WUK was also a very, very great idea to have this mass accommodation and to get to know to people. And but I'm not sure. So we have not cleaned up there, and I'm not sure how this is organized. But I fear that if you want to have people get in the organization, this has to be organized very well as well. Okay. So thanks a lot.
Yes, it would be nice conference. I liked it, but some critique. The three conferences we had now, in a kind of way, were very similar to another, and maybe we should think about change something to have new ideas.
Well, actually, this brings up, everything has been said, but this brings up my question: when and where will the next conference take place? Please don't let me wait another 2 years this time.
It was not 2 years, it was one and a half.
And about suggestions and improvements, what I like most was the OpenCraft speech, because it really shows some practical aspects. Maybe it's due to the fact that I read the wrong books, but I had really problems to follow some of the speeches. I mean, I didn't read Marx, and it was already criticized that there were some really Marxist words, actually, because they were not used in the meaning that I know. so I would really like, from my perspective, to see more practical projects presented, where the principles that you're discussing are really used. And I think you can learn a lot by not doing only a theoretical discussion, but really looking on what it's going on and how it's evolving there.
Well, first, I'd agree to Stefan Meretz and also to Benny. And in the morning, I thought what was missing was an open space session. So I came on that idea of an open space on the pre-hardware topic. There was a trial to connect three presentations, but it didn't work out. So there was no time slot, a whole time slot, for an open space session on, for example, that topic. That was strongly missing. And with such an open space I think we can go to the question Stefan Meretz told us here in this round. Yes, and thank you for the organization of the conference.
What everyone else was saying. Thank you.
I'm very fortunate to be here, and I want to thank Oikonox for organizing the travel funds. You know, it really makes all the difference in order to be able to participate, and for many of the people I was excited to meet, I think they were able to come because of those travel funds. So if that's possible, that's important. And I think it's I think one of the strengths of Oikonox is that it operates in many different channels. So the idea of having wikis and discussion groups and multi-languages, I'm a big fan that so much takes place in German, because I think that gives hope to other languages, not only English, you know. So as a Lithuanian and English speaker, I applaud you for that. Please continue that. And I actually tried to learn some German in order to, not enough, but I want to say that I think there's a danger of, the positive of Oikonox is that we're able to get many different practitioners and viewpoints here. But there's a danger that the core kind of is not interested sometimes in the practical work, or is not interested in self-critique. So I had many conversations where I was told that open source software was beyond critique, basically. And that if that's the way it's done with open source software, that's the way it's got to be done with everything else. And I think anybody who's actually worked with open source software knows that there's a lot of things we wouldn't wish on other people in other parts of life. So I think a very good critique of open source software, where it fails, you know, would tell us at least as much as where it's succeeding. And I think we should really rule out and stamp out any kind of automatic carry over to fields like hardware or social networking, etc. So in order to allow for that kind of openness, some very few things I would recommend would be the public domain is very important. If the list could be in the public domain, you know, except as noted, and if the activity as much as possible could be in the public domain except as noted, that would allow a social networker like me to help keep making connections with other communities. Because otherwise I have to say, well, that was good, but I have to move on, you know. And then the second thing is that really to focus on people making a living. To say, you know, if Oikonox can help one person make a living or two people make a living, then it's proving that it's working. So that should be the test case. Like in physics, it's not just theory, it's experiments. So people are coming here who are like Marcin, who's experimenting on making a living. Some of the most impressive... We should be saying, hey, let's try to help that. And the last thing is that I'm really sad that Bipin didn't come from India. So much of what we have here that's valuable will really show itself in the developing world. You know, that's where, like, if we look at about a revolution, it will take place in India and other places. And for us to miss that opportunity to listen to those people, and I wish he could have come here and done a tour of Europe, you know, etc. So, but those are just... I'm happy I can be here to make that critique, so thank you very much.
Well, first of all, I would like to say thank you for you all for being patient, speaking English with me, and that's really helpful, especially for those who provide whisper translation when I went to learn German sessions. And I personally think Oikonox is interesting because it's not only a conference, but also it's a project which is developing. And for a sociologist like me, it's very interesting to see that how the project evolving and try to developing with some kind of thoughts. So being a project, it should not be a status or something. It should be something ongoing, something moving. And so what we are saying here is going to be very useful and valuable for sociologists to analyze and to document how the social interest and technical interest are integrated together to develop a better world. And also I think about the German-English discussion, this is quite interesting for globalization research. I don't say globalization because I think it's interesting to see how something local rooted in Germany or in German-speaking countries and become a good example and could be promoted and to other countries and to join more actors to come in. But I also wonder what will they develop when you have more international participants. It's not like rooted in German anymore. So I don't know, perhaps there's some specific German culture that but I'm interested to see that. So, thank you.
Yes, I will try it in English first. I like this conference very much. But I have probably some critics too, but now it's too early, I think. I have to reflect about it and perhaps we can discuss this on the list too, because what we learn about the organization in free software projects, we can and we should use to make the way we organize this conference and Ökonox in the whole
say it in German.
Okay. Yeah, dass wir das, was wir wie sich freie Softwareprojekte organisieren, das, was wir davon lernen, natürlich auch in der Art und Weise, wie wir uns in der Konferenz organisieren, aber auch in der Art und Weise, wie wir Theorie entwickeln, ist ja was Ökonox eigentlich machen will. Ne? Die Art und Weise halt, wie wir Theorie entwickeln, wie wir uns dort halt organisieren, kann man ja mit dem, wie freie Software entwickelt wird, da kann man ja viel voneinander lernen und das könnten wir vielleicht auch mehr auch auf der Liste selbst diskutieren.
Okay. I'm on the economic track of discussion of Ökonox for a long time, and it different to other people's, I very appreciated that here was a certain even track of discussions of theoretical foundations, and the point I have to meet in this it was that it's where theoretical foundations with coming from different roots, and I really realized that they were converging somehow here. In so this was a real, new experience in that direction. And of course, I think we will somehow follow up these discussions in certain way, not yet clearly indicated. But so this was really a point for me. A second point was that in these theoretical discussions, much input was given from people really doing economics, from the Ökonox und Wirtschaft, and so these people coming from or Ökonox on Open Craft and so. So to see whether these theoretical foundations fit with these needs, and I think there was much common points to observe. And the third point about self-organization, I think it is worth to collect more of the reviews, maybe if not during the conference or maybe after the conference in the wiki. It is a certain kind of also presentation what Ökonox means to people outside of this. Maybe collect some of the references also in English, but this means that some people should write such references in English. The only reviews are up to the moment are only in German, so having things in English means that some people should do this to have things in English. And the last, I should say now to you goodbye because my train is leaving and I have to leave the conference.
I would like I would like to make some comments about things I have seen while being on the conference. One is that I think that the size is interesting. I found this conference, and one of the reasons why this conference was very pleasing to me is that the size is okay. It's not too large. So this could be, this can be a danger if you have it in a larger context, like the social forum. I think that this was a one of the experience in Paris, for example, in the social forum, that there was much less discussion. I mean, maybe there was not enough discussion here, but there was much less discussion and much, it was more like a presentation kind of conference than this conference was. And I think it's probably a good size, this of 150 people, and this relatively long time also, it makes it really interesting. I have no clear idea how the other side of this thing is that it's, of course, the conference is a part of a broader discussion environment about another world, another style of life, another possibility, another way out of capitalistic society or whatever. But you have, maybe this is the way to we should not think too much about the internal network, but also to connect to the outer network, but not let the size of this network grow in unclear ways. The second point is about this practical versus marxological speaking. I think that, I mean, these are two ways of for the social science or for the economist or for the critical people of political economy. Probably the technical part is hard to understand, or some parts of it have been hard to understand. I mean, don't think that a lot of vocabulary had to do with Marxist anyway. It was only social science, and there was some theoretical expressions what the people have been thinking. I mean, we should try to make it easier understandable of one part of this group, which are more technically minded or more practical minded, to the more theoretical minded. But for me, it was really the nice part of the conference that these two groups met together, and that's something very special which I'm missing on many other conferences.
I would like to give a feedback on the feedback, and I would like to give a feedback from an outsider, complete outsider. I do not do programming. I'm interested in culture. I'm a woman. You have few women here. The only thing we have in common is probably age and the basic set of mind. I have 2 points. In the feedback, you have often been talking about Christmas and not being critical enough during the feedback and during the conference. I feel that this reflects one of the things I see here. You are working about cooperation. And in the world outside, in the Western world, the competition is a very important driver. So the question is, in fact, how do we get from competition to more cooperation? How do we do this? There's a lot of theory how to make war. There's not a lot of theory about how to cooperate. Of course, there is a lot of writing, but we don't know yet. So that explains why maybe it's so cozy here, because it is about cooperation. And the other point is about theory and practice. I feel Ökonux is doing a big contribution to terraforming. Terraforming is a bad word. It's building atmosphere on a planet so you can live on it. And the point is, we need an atmosphere, we need a culture in a technological world, which has been there since about 200 or 300 years. So that explains why theory is so important in discussion, because this atmosphere is basically to find common denominators in thinking. Thank you.
Alan? Yeah, I think we are through. Marion?
Hi, I've got 3 points. The first one was, of course, it's really interesting and I really enjoyed it and all that. I think that's really obvious. What I see in the discussions is there's this exciting germ concept, you know, free software principles as a germ of a new economy and a new society. I find that really, really interesting as a metaphor, and maybe more. And then there is a big debate about the what you call the Brötchenfrage, how this utopical world would function. And it's almost as if people are trying to develop some master plan about how to make this new world happen. But actually what I'm really interested in is that space in between. I'm really interested in, for example, in looking at this free software development as it really is, because we have so many really beautiful stories about it, that it's all for free and people don't get paid for it, and all these things that we all want to believe, but in some ways things seem to be more complicated, and I would like to look at them much more. And I'm saying that not just about free software development, I'm also saying it about my own area of interest, which is indie media and grassroots movements. And I think we can learn a lot from each other. I mean, I certainly did during that conference. That was one thing. The other thing is, it's quite interesting how the call for this conference spread and to which networks it spread. Because, well, I heard about it from very different corners, from my sort of friendship networks and political networks and stuff. But for some reason, it didn't seem to reach very many women, which in a way surprises me, because it is a project that isn't, I mean, it's not really a technical project, is it? You're not doing software, you're just talking. And everybody knows and everybody knows that women can talk. But then I also know tons of women who are actually hardcore techies, you know, Gender Changers, the Old Boys Network, all these groups. So they are around, and I'll give you some links and contacts, and it would be really nice to try and make this a bit more mixed, because it's interesting. And the last part is, because people were mentioning software patents and intellectual property laws and all that, and I just wanted to point out that there are lots of occasions to become active about these things and maybe influence some of the global governance developments that are going on right now. One occasion is, for example, in October, parallel to the European Social Forum, there's going to be a communication rights forum. And if you want to know more about that, you can mail me maybe. I think I mailed something to the Equinox list, and I'm on the program. My email address is Ionic. And if people want to know more about a possibility to jump into this this more political space, it would be interesting for us.
Anyone else we missed?
Did everybody else give their first statement? Okay.
Can I just make a quick feedback on the other two female participants' opinion? Of course, it is obvious that there are only few female participants here, but I also noticed that we hardly talk to each other. I have no idea why. Is that because rest of you are more like a German speaker or something? So my suggestion is perhaps we women should network each other first, because apparently men are quite networking to each other. I don't know how did I do that. But perhaps we should try to network each other first and come up with a program next time and come to the Forest Okunooks and present our result. I think networking is first, and we should really talk to each other first. And I'm sorry that I don't have much chance and to talk to you during a conference, and we should start to talk.
Yeah, this is a nice idea. I would like to hook in. I try to structure a bit what we are doing now. We have about a half an hour left, and I see several things which came up during this feedback round. One thing is, and Yuvai mentioned it, and others mentioned it too, and that people from some areas are missing on this conference, for instance, from art. I regret that, but on the other hand, we send out a call for contribution and we get no return. We get actually well, one return of art which was not serious, I think, and one which was very serious, but it didn't work out in the end. And so if people want to have other people on the Oeknus conference from other fields, just contact them. Just contact them and try to invite them. This is all an open process, and of course we have to sort out it in the end. This time we had about 50 proposals for the conference, and we had to sort out about 20. So it it fitted in the timetable, but that's perfectly possible. Then a number of things came up which I would like to discuss because they are important for the future of this conference and for Oeknus et al. In the whole. One question came up about the next conference. Well, people are already talking about the next conference. I find this very promising in some sense. Well, personally, I think it would be good to have it not in a German-speaking country next time. I don't know. Well, there are several ideas around. I talked to Sheen Lewin some hours ago, and he suggested that Scandinavia may be a good idea, or for instance, Switzerland. I thought about London, but, well, we have to sort this out. I think I would like to have the fourth conference in a non-German-speaking country. I think this would be good, but there need to be preconditions which must fit. Also, there was comments about the format of the conference and about connecting it to other events. This is in a way an old discussion. Especially before this conference, we had a discussion about this. I don't know. Well, it might be useful to collect some opinions about this here. Whether the conference, the next conference, if it takes place, should have another format. If so, how it could look like. If it should be connected to a bigger event. I very much liked what Franz said, because I think the format of this conference, the number of people of this conference is rather good. And the fourth thing which I think came up was the future of Oeknus as a whole. I think this is a very important issue, and we should talk about it, but I'm not sure whether it is good to do it here. What do you think?
Well, I think we cannot do it here. It's not so easy task, and we should have time and rethinking what has happened here, and so we can start if somebody like.
Well, then I would say let's talk about the next conference and whether it should have been. Franz has another idea.
Maybe it's just a good time to have some input, some ideas, some statements from the heart, like, I like Oeknus, we need Oeknus, I would like to participate in it, I have the imagination, it should do this and that. There are some thoughts that should be at least in the public knowledge. For example, that the whole electronic infrastructure, the whole Oeknus web presence will be reorganized. I think it's good at least to know at an early stage, release early, release often, at an early stage what we are up to. That the infamous wiki or not debate is over. We'll have a wiki on the central Oeknus site in the not too distant future. And that brings me to my personal wish to you all. When Stefan talked about people showing themselves and networking, I think we must provide an infrastructure for each and every one of you to show themselves on a personal wiki page within the Oeknus domain and say, what exactly do I want to do with other people? So maybe this is one of the first things that we can do in this context.
Hi, I've just got a quick suggestion on the format. Coming back to the suggestion that one of the other participants made earlier perhaps on the for the next conference, the last day should be in a pure open space format, except for the concluding session.
I think the two topics which format will the next conference will have, and the topic where will we go to with Ökonux as the whole, it's a little bit connected, because we have more different groups and different practical projects in there. For example, it's a little bit another direction as when we have a more political topic. Where will we go? What will we influence, or what will we reach with Ökonux as a political project or something like that? That's more a political and theoretical discussion, and so on. So I think that these two discussions are somehow a little bit connected to each other. And the other thing about the languages, I think it was a good mix. So both sides are somehow included and both sides are somehow excluded. For me, it's really difficult to hold a contribution in English, and so I enjoyed it, and I'm happy to do this in German. And I think it's the same for the other one, and it would be great if there were some translations, of course. But I think that was a good mix, and if it could be in maybe France or Italy, it would be the same. There are some people who can talk and understand English, but there are also a lot they don't want to speak English. Maybe they understand, but they don't want to speak English, and so therefore there would be a need to combine each other languages.
Just my personal opinion, which I think is probably doesn't reflect what a lot of people here think, but I think it would be a good thing for Ökonux to grow, not by expanding hugely in numbers and bringing in loads of people from other cultures, but by linking more with other groups on a fairly informal basis. In particular, people know that I've been trying to say, why don't you talk more to Hypatia, who's a Latin American group who have something in common with Ökonux, but not absolutely not everything. But they have a base in Siena, and they have people in the philosophy department in Siena, and they have some very good organizers in Siena, and I would recommend that as a place to go. I haven't talked to them about this, so they may say, no, go away. But I think the idea of cooperating with other groups in that way, it avoids the problem of trying to expand Ökonux so it includes everything and then becomes some kind of giant monster that doesn't have this nice atmosphere.
I think that in principle it should be possible. I have no clear idea about, but I would wish that it would be possible to combine this conference, but not maybe partly only overlapping with the social forum. Why I think this would be nice. First, the social forum is anyway is a conference of conferences, and then the infrastructure, to have the infrastructure, and this could be also easier. And there could be, if there needs to be probably a certain separation, so that not everything is mixed up, but and at the same time there can be some fruitful interaction. And maybe, I mean, it's not a clear idea, but maybe this could, in this direction, this could help to go also to other countries. For example, the next social forum is in England, no? I mean, this in London, probably. This London is very difficult as a conference city, but with the help of such general organizational infrastructure, it could be easier, if maybe starting earlier and having one overlapping day or something like this.
And there's a river, maybe we could use it as a separation.
There are two conflicting needs and points of view here. And it's not possible to resolve that now, but I want to bring it to our attention. We had a discussion at the breakfast table with Benny, and he said, don't you have bad consciousness that you get all this major funding from the Austrian ministries? And don't you think it's a little bit fishy when you do everything on the base of money that is given to you by people who practically have completely different agenda? So, it was not easy to answer his question. I tried to answer it, but I think he touched a very important point. Although we had fears that we would probably, if we went to the Austrian Social Forum, to make it very short, we would be cut off of discussions like with Creative Commons, we would be cut off discussions like the WKO, the economist parts, maybe would just reach, we would lose a lot of outreach into society in general. We would lose outreach into the scientific community. So I want to make clear why we did this. Yeah, this has to be reflected, and it's not the time here to reflect it, but I want to bring it to your attention. But still, I think this conference has given us a fantastic lesson. I mean, there is opportunity, and I strongly want to reinforce that what we have experienced yesterday. I mean, what we have experienced yesterday, then we can do things on the base of the power of sympathy of like-minded people and mutual reinforcement of groups who are working complementary to each other. I mean, what I mean is Denise and her place, which is practically a self-unfolding project, which is completely useless without us going there and contributing to her self-unfolding. And whenever we think about the next conference and the future of what we do, we should include this complementarity of diverse groups which are working to support each other from the heart. And that probably should be a direction taken, not regarding that we lose our connection to the mainstream, but slowly, slowly we should try to decrease our dependence on money.
Could you just clarify, did you say that Ökonox would lose outreach if joining social forum?
Yes.
Lose outreach on one side.
I mean, I don't want to engage in that debate, but it's typically clear that some people have limited attention on both sides of the movement that we are trying to unite.
Please, so when you mentioned that you think it is fishy to get from ministry and such organizations money, I want this a problem we have also with left movements. Well, how can I take money from capitalists? As long as you are aware of a problem, just it is good that you take your money, as long as you don't like to want to misuse it, because when you can take your money to turn it into something opposite, and this is not bad. It's a very stupid standpoint to, like the leftists say, don't take money from capitalists.
I would agree with that. Take all the money you get from them and use it useful way, like we will do to the social forum. Such big events, there's so much information overload in different ways. It's really hard for me. It's to reflect all the impressions you get there. That's really hard, and that bring me to the point that it makes it more difficult to come further in the content, or if we have several groups with some differences, that would take a lot of mental power to do this work, to understand where do we come from, what do he want to say to me, that is sometimes really difficult. We see it here. It is also really it's much fun to do this work, but if there are just other impressions and in the round, ich muss es auf Deutsch sagen. Also es ist einfach ein Information Overload. Das ist mein Eindruck. Es ist das, was man sowieso mehr leisten muss, einbringen muss, um verschiedene Gruppen irgendwie zu dieser Econox-Thematik irgendwie zu integrieren, also für einen selber. Das noch im Rahmen von so einem riesen Forum, da, also ich würde mich da komplett überfahren fühlen. Also
I think, you know, it's nice to be able to talk in a group because we can see that we can have different positions and still coexist. And a beautiful example of that is this money issue, that one person would say, hey, I'm not going to take money from the government, right? And the other person would say, I will take money from the government, you know, but they can still... So it's the same with business. One person would say, I would not take money from Microsoft, right? But another person would say, hey, I will take money from Microsoft. But if those people, so I'm just saying, by that argument, you know, it becomes very unclear, where do we stop? But it becomes partly a personal issue. But my point is that still people with different outlooks have a chance of trying to at least work together on particular projects. And that's why if you use a share-alike license, basically we've spoken in another discussion, it's like you have a kibbutz mentality that we will only work with people who are like ourselves. And that's why GPL, like the kinds of, there's a danger that like copyright, if for somebody like me, who's a businessman and a networker and trying to find a role where I could connect, you know, with a group in Latin America and spend that energy to get them interested, or I could connect with a group, you know, of businessmen or in the government, or I would connect with a social forum. I'd really be happy to do that if I knew that energy could make sense for me. And the only way it makes sense, if I have free permission to circulate our content, you know, without having to negotiate or belong to any particular, you know, license dogma. That's why I keep pushing for this public domain acceptance as noted. It means that, I mean, maybe I should ask, like, how many of us actually really care all I'm saying is that most people actually don't really have much of an opinion. And if by default we could say, for those people, you know, it's public domain, right? And if Andres wants to run with that information and take it to Latin America and say, hey, look at this, this is cool, you know, this is a gift from Oikonox and somebody there, I would do that. And so that's something I'm offering. And so, but one of the problems with a group like this is that there's no group mind. You know what I mean? There's no such thing as a group mind. There's no decision-making capability. There's no one to actually decide and be the person to say, yes, this group will be public domain except as noted. So that's an example of someone like me who has interest that somebody be able to make that kind of decision. I guess Stefan can make that decision, but I won't go into the details of that. So that's one. The second is that even if that can't be done on a group level, I still work with people who, as individuals, like Franz has done, has said, hey, his work at the Oikonox wikis is in the public domain, okay? And I know that those are very generous, special people, and I can run with those people, and I've met a couple here also. So those are the two things that I want to do. One is to try to ask, you know, to really realize the implications of a license issue and the freedom issue and what it means to have people like me participate and reach out. And the other is to say, even as an individual, if you'd like to play that role of a bridge between communities, you know, come see me, and then I'll show you how we can work together.
We have now 2 minutes left.
So we should not discuss this public domain or not.
But I can assure you, nobody in this room is going to sue you when you take the content to Latin America. We all are going to rejoice. Copyleft guarantees in the availability. We don't infringe the GPL on you. You don't have to make any formal.
Can we have that discussion? Can we have that discussion in some other place?
We have that discussion in some other place, and that's probably the best we can achieve. We have really to finish now, and it's good that we are running short, but we have to continue another place.
Okay, any comments about the format of the next conference?
Very briefly. Very funny, this is such a conference which deals a lot with technology, but there isn't that many cable stuff around. It's quite it's quite real space, this conference, which I find very fascinating. You know, the technology kind of works when it's supposed to work, but we're all sitting here and apparently nobody's got a laptop open, which is really, really strange. There's one of them. But I kind of thought whether maybe the next conference could have a format that integrates the sort of web aspect a bit more, because I like, we could use an IRC chat, we could publicize it beforehand, we could publicize the stream much more, because I didn't publicize it, I'd kind of forgot about it, or didn't really realize. So we could still have the small real space conference, but kind of make it bigger in virtual space. And that is not always very efficient, but it's fun, it's the experimental side, I think.
As long as the laptops aren't occupying the attention space between us, it's good.
Yeah, we tried this, but this is a quite a hard thing to organize, and this didn't work out.
Just want to make a comment on that. I did take the opportunity at a couple of the talks that I was at to actually, as the talk was going, actually make a transcript of some of the talks onto IRC live.
Which one?
Hash ESP on Freenode. And the logs can be found at irclogs.espnow.net if anybody's interested.
Can you send me some information about that?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Give me your email address. And
I'll put it on the list. This would be the easiest. Okay, so I think, I need to close down the session. Thanks to you all. Thanks to being here. It was a great experience also for me. And maybe we see us all again in 1.5 years. Okay.
And to conclude a little bit Christmas-like, here is a gift for you from all the community to take to Germany.